This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. With it now looking increasingly likely that the Republicans are going to hold the House in the midterm elections, I'm currently putting that at a maximum 60% chance. So it's slightly better than 50-50, but certainly not a sure thing. But given that it's, in my assessment, over 50%, we need to start looking very carefully at preparedness activities for the chaos that will be unleashed after the midterm elections. When the Democrats lose these elections, just to remind you, these elections are the second of two triggers that I have been talking about for several months here. The first trigger that would set off a violent civil war by the left, the first trigger was the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. And as I said, before he was confirmed, I said he had, I thought, about an 80% chance of being confirmed, and that there would be some violence after that confirmation, but the real violence wouldn't be unleashed until the second trigger point was triggered, and that is the midterm elections being lost by the Democrats. And the definition of that is that if the Democrats fail to take the House, now Republicans can still lose 20-plus seats and maintain control over the House. So there's no doubt Republicans are going to lose many seats. But if they still maintain a majority in the House, then that's a defeat for the Democrats, and that is the second trigger that I've been referring to. So in that scenario, which again, it's better than 50-50 chance, the left realizes at that point that they are losing politically at every election, and that their political power is in a state of collapse. They have lost so much power over the last 4 years, not just the 2016 election, but even the 2014 election before that, the midterms there, Democrats lost a lot of power. And in the 2016 election, it really completed their loss of the Supreme Court, the White House, the Senate, and the House. And if they fail to take back the House, they are going to come to the sobering and frustrating realization that they are probably finished as currently structured as a Democrat party, because the Democrats have become a radicalized anti-America political party that even just mainstream liberals can no longer tolerate. People are walking away from the Democrat Party in record numbers. People are rejecting it. People are realizing that the Democrats and their extremism and radicalism just no longer represents even progressive thinking in America. And just the lunacy and the violence and all the demands that everybody be silenced and calling everybody a Nazi and calling everybody a racist and, you know, Elizabeth Warren claiming she's an Indian, and just everybody's sick and tired of the lunacy and the nonsense from the left. So they're going to keep losing elections. This will be the realization if they lose the midterms. At this point, they become the Shining Path of domestic terrorism. Shining Path was a terrorist group in Peru. And the Shining Path was this anti-government group that was always trying to overthrow the current president of Peru. Who's the current president? Like Fujimori or someone like that? I regret that I don't know the president of Peru. But anyway, I think at one time it was Fujimori. Maybe it is now. In any case, Shining Path would kidnap people, and then they would sell them for ransom money, and they would use the ransom money to fund their basically domestic terrorism operations, where they would, you know, shoot people and bomb people's cars and bomb government buildings and so on. It's kind of like Colombia during the cartel days of the cocaine cartels of the 1980s. It's just like, you know, rampant chaos everywhere. That's what Shining Path was. You could also say it's the Weather Underground people in the United States, the Bill Ayers type of people, who I think it was in the 1970s, they were bombing government buildings and trying to overthrow the Republic and install a communist regime. They were going to run their FEMA camps and round up about 50 million Americans. And they estimated, this was all on 60 Minutes, by the way, in case you missed the interviews back in the 1980s. They had estimated, this radical left-wing group, they had estimated they were going to have to execute about 25 million Americans. And that's how they were going to accomplish their political goals. was through the mass murder of 25 million people. I mean, you talk about genocide. That's what they had planned. They actually, the Weather Underground, I think that's what they were called, Weather Underground or Weathermen Underground, I don't know. They had all these plans to recruit people, and they got caught bombing buildings, by the way, and that's how all this came out. But they got caught and they got prosecuted, but they had planned to overthrow the government and murder 25 million Americans. And they openly talked about it. This was their plan. They were going to use, I don't know, ovens, gas chambers, firing squads, whatever it takes. Because the left is all a bunch of violent lunatics, and they love authoritarianism. And they live for that kind of ruling regime. They love that. So that has never gone away completely. It has simply transformed into the modern day lunatic left wing radical movement, which is Antifa and Democrats, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Elizabeth Warren and Maxine Waters, Mad Maxine, as she's called. These people running around calling for violence all the time. And so they already have in their DNA, you might say, they already have this desire for violence. So it won't take much to reactivate that violence. In fact, they're right on the verge right now. So if they lose the election, the midterms, they're going to go crazy with violence. Now, what might this violence look like? This is what's important to understand. A clue came from that recent protest in Portland, Oregon, where these radical left-wing people, they took over the streets of downtown Portland, and the police just stood by with their thumbs up their asses because they were ordered to stand down by the chief of police and the mayor, who is basically complicit with domestic terrorism as well. Of course, a radical left-wing Democrat liberal mayor. And almost all these liberal mayors are in favor of left-wing terrorism. And they should all be arrested, by the way. But that's another podcast we'll cover down the road. But if you don't order your police to maintain law and order and you let these radical terrorists just overrun your city, then you should be arrested for being complicit in that. If you're the mayor of a city, you should go to jail. Because your job is to help maintain peace and civility for society. So the first thing that's going to happen probably is these left-wing radicals will overrun many liberal cities, and the police will be told to stand down. And these left-wing activists will go door to door, and they will try to find white people. They're going to judge people by the color of their skin, because they're going to figure that white people are conservatives, which is not even true. It's nonsense, but they're going to do that. They're going to yank people out of their homes and murder them in the streets, and they're going to stop traffic. And if you're a white person driving a vehicle, they're going to stop your vehicle. Of course, you don't have to stop, by the way, just as a little side note, when this starts to happen and there's a group of radical terrorists who stand in front of your car to get you to stop, you should not hit the brake. That's all I'm going to say on that. Do not hit the brake, because they will kill you if you don't get yourself extricated from that situation. So you should use your vehicle to escape the death trap that they're setting for you. Nevertheless, some people will stop. Most people will stop. And most people don't carry firearms in their vehicles, which I think is also incredibly silly. Every patriot should have a firearm in their vehicle if it's legal. I never say break the law, but keep it legal, you know, have a permit if you need one, whatever. But you should have at least one firearm in your vehicle. You should have a pistol and you should have a rifle in your vehicle, both, if it's legal. But nevertheless, many people don't have firearms in their vehicles, and so they will be dragged out of their cars by these lunatic left-wing mobs, and they will be beaten and slaughtered in the streets, because this is what the left does. And this is how angry they will be after they lose the midterms, I mean, if that happens. So you're going to start to have mass murder and total chaos in the streets. Now, this will, of course, create a backlash among patriots and law enforcement. And you're going to have some people come out and probably, it might be military, I mean, former military or former law enforcement, or at some point even National Guard troops, but there's going to be an effort to stop the violence of these radical left-wing domestic terrorists. And there will probably end up being a tactical engagement of these radical left-wing terrorists, and many of them will be killed. And then this will set off even more left-wing lunacy, because they will say, oh my God, the Nazis are shooting at us, because they call everybody a Nazi that they don't like. They just claim everybody's a Nazi. They just, oh, you're a Nazi. Well, why am I a Nazi? Oh, because you voted for Trump. You must be a Nazi. Oh, really? That's the definition of a Nazi? That's funny, because you people are acting like brown shirts from the Third Reich, by the way. And if we could go back in time, we should have, the good people of Germany should have shot the brown shirts and stopped the rise of the Third Reich, you know? In any case, the way this is going to roll out in America, very likely, is you're going to have these tactical engagements, and then you'll have this escalation on the left. And then leftists will pour into the streets by the hundreds of thousands. And at that point, you're going to have the president declaring martial law, something else that I've talked about and publicly predicted many times. I've also said that you will beg for martial law. You will beg for it. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that the chaos will get so bad, there'll be so much arson, so much looting, so much violence, that you will say, gosh, president better declare martial law for our safety. So once that is declared, you're going to have probably National Guard troops on the streets. You're going to have then the radical left at war with the National Guard and at war with police. So imagine the scene now, right? So you've got these Antifa terrorists. And at that point, by the way, President Trump will just order the nationwide arrests of all Antifa members and Antifa leaders, as should have happened months ago, by the way. But they'll just go and just start kicking in doors and just start arresting and prosecuting all the Antifa leaders that they can identify. And that's why Antifa wear masks. That's why they always cover their faces, because they don't want to be identified. Well, guess what? They're going to get shot in the streets anyway by National Guard troops, probably. And then they'll be identified. Oh, look who this was. And if they're just wounded but not killed, then they can be interrogated. And we can find out who their leaders are and where they meet and so on. So in any case, there's going to be this war happening, this civil war in America, with the National Guard and police are going to be on the side, for the most part, of America, the president. And then on the left, you're going to have these radical Antifa terrorists. And there's another group called By Any Means Necessary. There's another group called Red Guards in Austin. And thrown into the mix, you're going to have probably Oath Keepers and maybe some private former military or law enforcement or off-duty sheriffs or whatever, just going in and just cleaning out all these terrorist scum who have been committing all this violence and everything in our streets all across America. It's going to be like a detox, a national swamp draining exercise. And you're going to have all these left-wing lunatic violent people are just going to end up, being gone or behind bars, one or the other, because they have pissed off every rational person in society. They've proven that they're not compatible with civil society. They've proven they cannot coexist in a constitutional republic. And frankly, at that point, all of the pro-America organizations and individuals are going to realize that basically America has to get these people off the streets. And some of them are going to be in prison. Some of them are going to be shot in gunfights, tactical, strategic engagements, what have you. And others may end up in, maybe like FEMA camps, for all we know. But the point is, as this is happening, you are going to be suffering the consequences of mass disruptions of society. So you're going to be suffering the consequences of power outages, of lack of supply, hospitals being overrun with injured. Imagine that, shortages of antibiotics. Shortages of like every medicine. All the surgeons will be busy removing bullets from people. There's going to be a major, major disruption of all the things, including fuel, by the way, the things that you come to rely on. So You may not be able to get gas every day. You may not be able to get food every day. You may not be able to get your UPS Amazon Prime shipment every day. Your internet may not work on some days. There are going to be disruptions because the nation is in a state of actual kinetic warfare. And that war can only end when the left-wing terrorists are swept out of the system, as they should be, because they have no place. They don't even deserve to be called Americans, because they hate America. They hate their own country, and they are trying to destroy it, and they've committed sedition and treason and so on, and they are obviously going to be dealt with. So as all this is happening, it's you know, most people are going to survive all of this. It's really only probably, I don't know, maybe tens of thousands of people that are going to be arrested or killed in this civil war. We'll say tens of thousands. It's not going to be even 100,000 probably. It's not going to be millions. Certainly not tens of millions. Most people are going to be okay, but you have to be able to survive the disruptions that will come, because just a small number of left-wing terrorists can carry out an enormous amount of disruption across society. They can make your life kind of a living hell, even though you have nothing to do with their terrorism. And they hate America anyway, so they don't care if they disrupt the country. They don't care if people can't get medical treatment, you know. They don't care about any of that stuff. They are just here to destroy and murder and conquer and overthrow. They don't care what they do. They don't care what disruptions you experience. So a lot of the solutions in this should be fairly obvious at this point. It's about stockpiling supplies. It's about having the spare food that you need, having the, well, the battery backups or the solar power generator or the water filters, having the backup, you know, medicine if you need medicine, having emergency essential oils first aid kit, you know, things like that. All these things that preppers know that they need, you're going to need, you know, including ammunition for self-defense, probably, because especially if you're in an area where there are radical left-wing terrorists, they may come to your door and try to drag you out of your home and murder you right in front of your front door. So what's your response to that? Well, you know, it's called lock and load. That's the response. It's called, you know, eat 30 rounds of 5.56. That's what it's called. So if you don't have that ammunition and the skill set and the practice, then you're not going to be able to defend yourself, and they could murder you. And, you know, I don't say this lightly. This is what communists do. They've done this throughout history. This is their plan. That's the blueprint. And if you're not willing to face the fact that this is the way communists operate, then you're not going to be ready. You're not going to be prepared, and they may kill you. And obviously, I want you to be safe. So you need to get prepared. And I think, by the way, I mean, a handgun is fine to get started, but as they say, a handgun is just to get you to your rifle. You want to defend yourself, you really need a rifle. You need a rifle. You need to know how to run it. You need to have it loaded. But, you know, a handgun is not nearly as quick or as accurate and doesn't have the range, etc. You know, rifle is how you defend yourself against a liberal mob of violent attackers. You want to take out a group of violent, lunatic terrorists, you need a rifle. And as I've mentioned before, one of the best rifles out there is the SIG MCX Virtus. SIG stands for Sig Sauer, and MCX Virtus is the very high-quality rifle that you should get. They are absolutely the best. I mean, it's not an AR-15. It's better than an AR-15, and the stock folds, so you can even put one in a backpack and put it in your car if it's legal to do so, and you can defend yourself against a lunatic mob on the road, which is strongly recommended that you have a way to defend yourself in your vehicle because of what's coming. So watch the election, and then if the Democrats lose, get ready for mass chaos. I'm not joking. You better be ready, because that's history tells us that's what's coming next. So be safe. Read my website. I've got newstarget.com, gear.news, which is about survival gear. Let's see, what's another good one? Guns.news for firearms information. And of course, watch my videos at real.video, and pray for America, pray for your safety, but do more than just pray. Also get ready. Get your stuff together, get your skills nailed down, be ready, because this is coming. Probably. We'll see what happens in the election. But one way or another, the Democrats are going to go super violent sooner or later, because that's who they are. They're deranged lunatics. They're not compatible with civil society. They're all just totalitarian, violent lunatics just screaming to get out. You know, the day is going to come where they're all triggered. And at that point, you know, we're going to have to defend ourselves against them. So thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.